MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Military families in Virginia are preparing for long deployments due to President Trump's war on Iran. Early voting on the referendum to allow redistricting in Virginia begins Friday. And Harrisonburg's music scene is shaken by liquor license and fire code violations. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, March 3rd. President Trump's war on Iran is hitting home for a number of Virginia's elected officials. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Cutner spoke with some of them.
There's about 20,000 people of Iranian descent living in Virginia. Among them is Loudoun Democratic delegate Atoussa Reeser. Born in Tehran, Reeser moved to the U.S. as a child and soon got her citizenship. And in a video posted to social media shortly after the attacks began, she had this message.
My ask is that you pray for civilians in Iran and abroad, our American service members, and that Iran be freed from the turmoil it has endured for the last four decades.
Fairfax Democratic delegate Dan Helmer deployed to the Middle East in the wake of 9/11. He lost friends in that, quote, war of choice, and he's afraid it might happen again.
My hearts and prayers are with the Iranian people who have suffered so much and been dealt a raw hand, as well as with American service members today who deserve a better president than the one we have.
As for Republican legislators, Caroline County Senator Richard Stewart defended Trump from Democratic attacks on the Senate floor late last year.
He is bashing a president that has ended wars, solved problems.
Now?
No comment, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Republican Colonial Heights Senator Glenn Sturdivant was saddened by the loss of American lives so far and offered this hope.
Under no circumstances can we have American boots on the ground in Iran or elsewhere. And so I'm hopeful that this is brought to a very quick and speedy resolution.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Cutner.
Military families are preparing for long deployments of their loved ones after U.S. Central Command reported that six troops died during a strike on Iran over the weekend, WHRO's Steve Walsh reports.
Senator Mark Warner stopped in Norfolk and Virginia Beach over the weekend, where he heard behind closed doors from families who have sailors in the region, including on the USS Gerald R. Ford. Warner says President Trump has not provided a clear rationale for striking Iran.
He says he respects our military. If he doesn't make that explanation clear, and you think of all the families here in Hampton Roads who are worried about their loved ones, this is not an option. He has to do that.
Democratic lawmakers in the House and Senate plan to press for a vote on a war powers resolution this week. Aside from the Ford, the Navy has at least six other Norfolk-based ships in the region. 11 F-22 fighters and their crews from Langley were staging in southern Israel.
Steve Walsh reporting. On Sunday, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine held a virtual press conference on what he called a, quote, very solemn weekend.
What does it say to the dictators of the world that the U.S. invades the sovereignty of another nation on such specious grounds? I guess it's okay for them to do the same thing. I deeply worry that this president has not only put our troops and civilians into harm's way without justification, but that he's also set a bad precedent that's going to come back to bite not only us, but many other nations around the world.
Kaine said he supports the U.S. military and he vowed to stop sending soldiers overseas into war without a, quote, legitimate justification. Kaine said he plans to call on his colleagues to vote on a war powers resolution. Early voting begins Friday on the proposed constitutional amendment to allow redistricting. Yet another court case is allowing that to go forward. Jad Khalil with VPM News reports.
Friday is the first day of 45 days of early voting, when voters can vote yes or no on a ballot question on redistricting. A yes vote means that Virginia would get new congressional districts that favor Democrats in 10 seats and Republicans in one. A no vote would keep Virginia's current districts. The vote stems from President Donald Trump's push to tilt the scales towards Republicans in the upcoming 2026 midterm elections. States around the country have been redrawing their districts for the U.S. House of Representatives. The whole effort is still being litigated. Monday, a Lynchburg court was the latest to punt, saying that it would consider the legality of the amendment process after the election. The Supreme Court of Virginia more or less said the same thing last month. Political groups have already been releasing ads for and against the constitutional amendment's passage. with slightly confusing names. Virginians for Fair Elections wants you to vote yes and redraw the maps. Virginians for Fair Maps wants you to vote no.
Jad Khalil reporting. The Golden Pony in downtown Harrisonburg hosts a wide variety of eclectic bands that are part of a vibrant music scene. But after the restaurant's liquor license was suspended in early February, many of those bands were displaced and looking for new venues. And then the fire marshal got involved. WMRA's Bridget Manley reports.
The Golden Pony posted to their Facebook page on February 2nd that in spite of, quote, rigorous in-house training, a former employee had served alcohol to an undercover agent of the Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority, or ABC. As a result, the restaurant and venue were fined $7,500, and their license to serve was suspended for 30 days. Many of the bands scheduled to perform in Harrisonburg in February scrambled to find new venues for their dates, with the help from the Golden Pony. The Pony advertised one of those alternate venues in their February 2nd Facebook post. Following the reschedules, one venue in a commercial building and two residential or, quote, house venues were shut down by the Harrisonburg Fire Department for fire code violations, leaving the bands yet again to find alternate spaces. The closures highlighted a unique, often hidden underbelly of the Harrisonburg music scene, DIY house show culture, and the delicate balance between fan safety and a thriving underground music scene. While the Golden Pony is one of many licensed venues in Harrisonburg that host live music, there are several other places in town that host bands in basements, college houses, and other venues not vetted for safety.
You know, we kind of grew up around that whole scene, and music is really big in Harrisonburg, I feel like, the DIY scene especially, and we love playing there.
Lee Addison White is a member of the band Slat. Based in Richmond, the band has played in Harrisonburg's DIY scene for years. He said that the underground scene is as unique as it is secretive.
You kind of have to, ask people, or, most flyers have, ask a punk.
That is, ask them where the show is.
And it's just getting to know, people in the scene to, sort of vet people, make sure, you're not going to, shut anything down, you know?
Slat was scheduled to play at the Golden Pony in early February, but their set was moved to the DIY venue that was then shuttered by the fire department. They eventually moved it to Coffee Hound. Harrisonburg Fire Chief Matt Tobia said the fire department learned that the commercial downtown space was being used as an assembly area, even though it was only approved for manufacturing, and shut it down for fire code violations. Tobia said that it is not his office's mission to be a wet blanket on the music scene, but his priority is always to keep patrons safe from disasters.
There are many things in place that are designed to keep the occupants safe from a fire. There is a fire alarm system. There is an automatic sprinkler system. There are multiple exits with a limited distance of travel, all of which are designed to ensure that the patrons who attend those types of events have a safe and enjoyable time. And that is more than anything what the fire marshal's office within the fire department wants to do.
There have been several notable deadly nightclub incidents over the years, most recently in Switzerland, where 2 hours after ringing in the new year, 41 people died and 116 people were injured as a result of a fire. Most notably, 100 people were killed and 230 people were injured in 2003 at the Station in Rhode Island, a nightclub that was hosting the band Great White.
Our mission is to ensure people's safety. We want there to be a robust nighttime economy. We want there to be a robust entertainment economy in the city. And there are already many places where that music scene can occur. But there are also instances when we became aware where it is critical for us to intervene.
The fire marshal, their job is extremely important. Fire safety is extremely important. The place that it gets weird is that fire safety and fire code cost an insane amount of money to keep up with.
Daisy Kaplan is a member of the band Lung, a two-person shadow and drum rock band out of Cincinnati. They were also one of the bands that were shuffled from venue to venue after the announcement by the Golden Pony. He said the scene in Harrisonburg is unique, and that vibrant culture has sprung out of venues lacking resources.
If you're a bunch of college kids trying to do a venue, you don't necessarily have access to the knowledge. You don't know how that stuff works until the fire marshal shows up and tells you. Whatever funding you need for another door or another staircase, I feel like there needs to be a bridge between, can you connect this with some like funding or information?
Tobia says that education is key to keeping people safe.
Our first step is to educate. In the most recent event, the owner and the occupant were 100% compliant. They were not aware that they were breaking the law. They immediately, you know, set about ensuring that they were not going to break the law. And so voluntary compliance is always our first goal.
Representatives for the Golden Pony and the Shuttered Event Space both declined to comment. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I love you.
Full disclosure, the Golden Pony underwrites programming on WMRA. We posted links to more information at WMRA.org and on our app. Finally today, scientists at the University of Virginia are collecting detailed information about residents of Southside Virginia, where rates of colon and other cancers are unusually high. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
One of every 24 men and every 26 women will be diagnosed with colon cancer in their lifetime. Even more alarming to UVA's Dr. Lee Lee is the steady rise in cases that involve young adults.
Colon cancer is the number one cancer killer among people younger than 50.
And doctors don't know why. Studies suggest that drinking a lot of alcohol, smoking, eating red meat, processed high-fat and low-fiber foods, consuming drinks sweetened with high-fructose corn syrup, and foods cooked at high heat, like chips and French fries, may increase the risk, as does excess weight.
Two-thirds of the U.S. population considered as either obese or overweight.
Other possible causes include too little exercise and too little sleep.
People who slept less than 6 hours compared to those sleep for more than 7 hours, they have a 50% increase in risk of getting colon polyps, which is a precursor lesion of colorectal cancer.
Environmental pollution could also be to blame, so Lee's team is testing soil and water in Southside, Virginia, where senior lab specialist Samyukta Venkatesh says cancer rates are especially high.
It's much higher than overall Virginia and also compared to the U.S.
For now, she and Dr. Lee urge people to get screened beginning at the age of 45, since the odds for successful treatment are good if the disease is caught early. I'm Sandy Hausman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.